Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
When Egypt moved into the final of the Africa Cup of Nations last week, there was no element of surprise. The Pharaohs, as Egypt are nicknamed, have been the most successful country in the 60-year history of the tournament, so advancing at the expense of Burkina Faso seemed normal. A day after Egypt's progress, Cameroon beat Ghana 2-0 to move into the final. That success was regarded as a shock. But it wasn't just the analysts and the pundits. Not even the Cameroon coach Hugo Bruce thought they'd make it to the latter stages.
First of all, I think this team came here in this can and nobody believed in them. And if you should tell someone before the tournament that if we should be in final, everyone should laugh at that moment. But this is for us, this was for us a big motivation. And you see it also, every game we play, we are motivated. Everyone is fighting till the end.
And they certainly did fight to the end. They battled back from the brink. Mohamed Elneny gave Egypt the lead in the first half. That was cancelled out on the hour mark when Nicolas Nkoulou headed home. 3 minutes from time, Vincent Aboubakar thrashed home Cameroon's winner. It was a comeback against the odds by a team who were there in the final against the odds. I asked Bruce what had impressed him about his side.
Maybe you will be surprised what I'm going to answer. But I'm 29 years coach and I never had a group like this. This is a group of 23 friends. I never saw this. In a football team, it's always there are concurrents between each other, many concurrents sometimes. Here there are just 23 friends who like to play football and who are doing everything to win the game. So for me it's very easy as a coach. I just have to ask them and I can count on them, and that's because we have a group of friends. If you have players who don't like each other, then you have sometimes very, very much problem with those who are on the bench. This is not a problem for me. This is not a problem for this group. The only thing they want is to win.
Well, of course, that's what all the other sides wanted as well. But Cameroon are the band of brothers that lifted the crown after 4 weeks of competition. It was their first trophy since 2002 and their fifth Cup of Nations title overall. Just to measure how unlikely this victory was, Cameroon weren't really supposed to make it out of Group A. They finished the pool stages as runners-up behind Burkina Faso. That gave them a quarter-final clash against Senegal. They got through that on a penalty shootout. And then they came up against Ghana, who were contesting their sixth consecutive semi-final. That know-how was a stark contrast to Cameroon's. 14 of their squad had never been to a Cup of Nations tournament before. They won that 2-0. Ghana coach Avram Grant rued his side's fortune.
I'm more than unhappy. We wanted so much to be in the final. We did everything to be in the final. We dominated the game. Second half, completely we dominated the game. And then first attack, even not attack, set pieces of Cameroon. And they scored. So it's very annoying because to lose this game, it's sad for us. I congratulate Cameroon, of course. They did all the efforts. But I'm not happy because this game, we was the better side and we lost. This is football.
Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention.
Ah, the bitter cruelties of the beautiful game. It takes a hold of you and beats you up. But at least Ghana advanced to the latter stages. Uganda was one of the teams that they left behind in the group stages. The Cranes, as Uganda are nicknamed, hadn't played at the Cup of Nations for 39 years, and so their very presence was a source of excitement.
It means so much to us like Ugandans. It's been long overdue. I just hear from my parents that Uganda played in the African Cup. That was way ago in 1978. it's time that I've also witnessed the same. I'm so happy about this, so happy, and I'm sure even people in Uganda are happy for us who have come to witness history being made in 39 years.
How old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
So you've never experienced...
I've never watched Uganda playing at the African Cup of Nations. It's my first time. Because by the time I was born, it had qualified long ago before that. And it's taken us 39 years to come back to African Cup of Nations. It's really a honor to us as Ugandans. I'm watching only today's match. However, if we qualify on our stage, definitely I will come back to Gabon to watch their preceding matches.
Well, of course, that never happened. Uganda's last match at a Cup of Nations was in the final in Accra in 1978, when they were beaten by the hosts. So it was symmetry of a kind that their first game at the 2017 tournament was against the Black Stars in Port Gentil. Their meeting again ended in defeat for the Cranes. Uganda eventually left the tournament after the group stages with 1 point following their three matches. Coach Milutin Sredojevic put their efforts into context.
Once you reach in required level, then you need to keep it up. It's very hard under given circumstances in African football. Everything is very close. It's getting closer. We really wanted to measure ourselves, to judge ourselves, to develop ourselves. And I believe that we have reached a level, but still very far where we want to take Ugandan football. Consistency is a requirement. After 39 years we have qualified, yes, but that qualification does not mean nothing, because Rwanda qualified and Kenya 2004 and never more. Sudan qualified 2008-12 and after not. Ethiopia qualified 2013 and after not. Those are the countries in our CECAFA, Central and Eastern Africa region. So we want to keep in consistency by qualifying for the next competition, because next competition is supposed to be real proof that we have reached a desired level.
The next Cup of Nations extravaganza will be in Cameroon in 2 years. Whether it will be a 16-team tournament remains to be seen. Pressure will inevitably come on the organisers, the Confederation of African Football, to move towards expansion, especially with the European Championships growing from 16 to 24 teams last summer and the World Cup due to blossom from 32 teams into a 48-nation jamboree. Peter Aleji is Professor of African History at Michigan State University and the author of several books on African football.
If the qualifying stages were to be curtailed, then I think it would be a rather positive development. If you bring, say, roughly half of the member nations of CAF to the tournament, then there's no need to have these interminable and sometimes quite challenging qualifying rounds that we have to endure today. And I think, one must look at it in a couple of different ways, but certainly not adding to an already crowded international match calendar should be paramount. And that's why, if you look at the expansion of the World Cup to 48 teams, I'm not as opposed to it if the qualifying rounds are trimmed. Because frankly, I think there are too many matches as it is. Too many matches for fans to pay attention to, and this shows in the crowd numbers, attendance figures at many of these international matches, but also too many matches for players to compete in, and the number of injuries and the level of commitment that they show seems to be quite questionable at times. So, I would say that the main problem in the African context is an expansion of the tournament would make it very, very difficult for most nations to be able to host it. You'd be looking at probably a handful of countries essentially being able to host it on rotation, probably with South Africa and several of the North African countries in pole position.
But of course, even if there is a modest expansion at the Cup of Nations, one thing won't change. There'll only be one winner at the end. Well, that's it from Sports Insight for this week. My thanks to producer Thomas Play. From me, Paul Myers. Ciao.